Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Occupy Wall Street movement is basically socialistic. It essentially wants a government to control who gets what. There's no question that capitalism isn't perfect or fair. Some people who get wealthy do so by exploiting workers. That's always happened. But the alternative is Cuba or Greece. Do Americans really want that? And who exactly are the bad guys here? Steve Jobs? He died holding $7 billion in assets. Is he a villain? Bill Gates, worth $59 billion. Is he a bad guy? How about old Warren Buffett, $39 billion on his sheet? Do we hate him? Do you despise Leonardo DiCaprio for earning $77 million in a 12-month period? How about Tiger Woods? He brought in $75 million last year. Should these people be put in jail? Should the government go to their houses and take their stuff? The primary goal of the occupiers is to demonize capitalism. Again, most Americans don't understand that, but it's true, and it's right before our eyes.
That's Bill O'Reilly weighing in on what he believes the Occupy Wall Street protest is all about. Occupy Wall Street protestor is number one this week on the countdown. Doug Steffen here. Welcome back to this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're overviewing the hot hits in talk radio for the week ending the 28th of October. Let's run them down first. The determination here of what the top 10 are, done by Talkers Magazine and the staff on this program. What's going on in sports talk radio, number 10 on the countdown. President's jobs bill is number 9. The trial of Conrad Murray is number 8. That's Michael Jackson's doctor. Number 7 is the Iraqi troop plan to withdraw. Number 6, Libya. Number 5, the student loan program. Obama's economic policy is number 4. Eurozone economic stability, number 3. The presidential race, number 2. And the Wall Street, well, the Occupy protesters, they are number 1. From Countdown affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, here's talk host Alan Laudell with Oakland reporter Holly Kwan about clashes that erupted there this week between the police and the protesters.
Questions about the way the police in Oakland, California handled the Occupy protesters, and of course it has varied from jurisdiction to jurisdiction, the interplay between the crowd and law enforcement. Holly Kwan, who's been following the story in Oakland, California, and Holly, what seems to have been the timeline, what happened when, and what people are saying?
Well, it started about 4:30 in the morning when police moved in to disperse the Occupy Oakland encampment. It's basically an encampment that propped up about 2 weeks ago in front of Oakland City Hall. And that encampment had, you know, it had a kitchen, it had services for homeless people, and they were told that they had to leave, and they refused to leave, and they were all sorts of municipal code violations, fire code violations. So the city decided that they needed to move in. So police came in, raided the camp, kicked everybody out, confiscated a lot of the tents and the property, and that sparked a protest march that started at 4 o'clock. It grew to about 1,000 people in downtown Oakland by 8:30, and at some point police declared it an unlawful assembly, and they said they were being pelted with paint and M1000 firecrackers and that their officers were in danger, so that's when they opened fire with tear gas 4 or 5 times. There were reporters out here who also got gas. All of that came, took place past midnight, and this morning, there's still blockades in front of City Hall, but and some lingering protesters, but right now it seems much calmer. But again, these things tend to ramp up later in the afternoon towards the early evening.
Has there been very much commentary? I mean, at least nationally, we have thought Oakland to have a kind of progressive reputation. Maybe that's not accurate anymore, but just that it's happened in Oakland and not so much, say, for example, in Philadelphia.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is that I think part of the reason why this encampment was so entrenched was because Oakland tried to take this stand of opening up the park to free speech and to demonstrations, which they did say they want to do once they clear out the park and make it safe and clean it, of all the debris. They want to reopen the park to free speech demonstrations between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m., but they cannot allow all these encampments to pop up. And the protesters say that's exactly what they want to do, and as soon as barricades come down, they plan to, you know, retake the park. So it's kind of a standoff right now between the protesters and the police.
Up next, Rick Perry's tax plan, Herman Cain's ad, and Ron Paul's economic plan. Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing.
So you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
Outgrow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to Geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus. Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Talk radio in review, the presidential race number two, the Republican side anyway. Here's host Lois Melkonian and Nick Rakovic talking about Rick Perry's new flat tax plan.
Rick Perry unveils a tax proposal he says is more aggressive than either his Republican rivals or President Obama would take.
We need tax policy that embraces the world as it is, not what some liberal ideologue wishes it to be.
Nick Rakovic joins us live with reaction.
Well, Lois, Perry rolled out an economic plan that includes a flat tax, private accounts for Social Security, and a lower corporate tax rate. Grover Norquist at Americans for Tax Reform loves everything about
the flat tax itself, 20% top rate, getting rid of the death tax, the capital gains tax, it ends the double and triple taxation of savings and investment. It'll be very, very good for economic growth.
However, University of Maryland business professor Peter Morrissey says it will never work.
The whole thing is silly. I don't think he's given it a lot of thought, and it just shows he's getting lousy economic advice.
Immediate pushback had talk show host Rush Limbaugh defending both Perry and Herman Cain's plans.
Any of them would be a 2,000% improvement over Obama. His ideas are unworkable. His policies are stupid.
Obama campaign still argues, though, Perry's plan is hurtful to the middle-class Americans.
Here's host Craig Silverman with one of his callers who thinks Herman Cain's new ad is pretty good marketing.
Randy, what did you think of that smoking hot web ad?
Well, I think that Mario Puzo's back in business for the new novel called Tobacco Road. I think that it's clever marketing, but it's really, you know, I mean, when all is said and done, the cigarette bet is definitely a bad move for anybody in politics.
Why? Barack Obama was a smoker and he got elected.
Yeah, but he was very discreet about his smoking, and I suspect he still is. You know, it's not anything. It's like showing your amputated arm off.
You know what it is? It's This is a slap at political correctness. You know what? Some people smoke cigarettes, and he wants their vote, too. They're not deprived of their American citizenship by virtue of being a smoker. He wants everybody, and it shows me that Herman Cain is not going to be judgmental. All
I get your point, and I'm still thinking he'll be a great vice president with Mitt Romney being our president. So I'm not thinking it's sunk the boat. I'm just thinking it's really... It's a wisecrack, and I'm not used to
it. It's not a wisecrack. It's just wise. Stop there. You know what? The other dig is at the Obamas. What other way does Herman Cain dig at the Obamas? Because to me, that smoking reference was a dig at Barack Obama, one of the most famous smokers in America, although he told Jay Leno that he quit smoking definitively. Why did Jay Leno bring that up? I think it's because of the Herman Cain net.
Could be. Well, I mean, I do have to say that...
Well, what else does Herman Cain bring to the table that's anti-Obama?
He's not a government jerk.
No, it's pizza. Randy, it's pizza. Is that a little dig at Michelle Obama? I'm a pizza guy. You're anti-pizza? Or am I overreading this?
Gawko's Trey Ware here with Ron Paul and his economic plan versus the Herman Cain and Rick Perry economic plan or tax plan in the focus.
Herman Cain has the 999. Rick Perry has the quasi-flat tax. You can either opt in or opt out of the flat tax, stay with what you're doing now, or go to 20%. You announced your program over the weekend as well, which cuts about $1.4 trillion pretty much immediately, right?
The $1 trillion is immediate in the first year, and by 3 years, it is balanced. But it's the only one that offers real cuts. I think Governor Perry's is a good many years out. But if they were honest with themselves, they could not pretend that they're actually cutting something other than the first year. The only budget you deal with is this year. Next year, the conditions are altogether different. There are different people there, and they just pass it on. They pretend they're cutting, but they're only cutting what is built into the baseline automatic increases, and that's why there's no restoration of confidence in the market, because there's no confidence. Right now they're talking about downgrading our credit rating again. I mean, that's what they ought to be watching, and they need to watch the value of the dollar, and the value of the dollar is steadily going down. The inflation rate is much higher than they'll tell us, and this is why the people are so unhappy.
Will we ever get rid of the Fed and have a real economy that we can trust and rely on instead of this thing that is manipulated?
Well, it's not on the near-term horizon, but Jefferson did it and Jackson did it. They got rid of us, you know, the central bank.
Mm-hmm.
But the world is so dedicated to central economic planning and central banking that it is going to be difficult. So I don't work on the assumption that even as president I could get rid of the central bank, but we should be able to get the books open. The American people absolutely demand and should have the right to see what they're doing. But what I want to do is legalize competition with them, and let's see who wins. So I would legalize the Constitution as to legal tender, let gold and silver circulate, take taxes off of gold and silver coinage so you don't have to pay sales tax or capital gains taxes, and let people use gold money. I mean, we're sophisticated enough to let currency circulate, and I think that way people can make his choices and they can vote for it, and then the worst, they make the conditions with the fiat currency system and the dollar standard, the more people will resort to sound money.
The Euro stability, that's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's see, number three on our countdown, what's going on in Europe with the euro. Host Garland Robinette with financial analyst Rajesh Narayanan about the forecast for the eurozone debt crisis.
One of the things I'm looking at, and this is a CNN Money Watch, Europe, grimmer by the minute. A comprehensive plan to tackle the banking crisis and the eurozone's debt crisis getting foggier and murkier by the minute. Does not look like any significant agreements will be resolved. And they're talking about the meeting of the 27 members of the European Union. What's your take on this? How serious is the situation we're looking at?
Oh, it is quite serious. You know, the sovereign debt crisis has sort of morphed into a banking crisis in Europe, which now threatens to spill over to the U.S. banking sector, just because, you know, global financial markets are all interconnected.
Well, one of the things, and I apologize for interrupting you, but I can't ever remember the word derivative, and I wanted to bring it up, and then we'll go back to you as you finish your statement. I've read in several publications speculation that derivatives were distributed by the U.S. Financial Institute throughout Europe, but nobody knows the volume, the size of that distribution. But if it was very large, and we develop problems with the European Union that get worse than what they are, is that how we could be affected back through the derivatives that go bad?
That is one channel. I think what you're referring to are these so-called sovereign credit default swaps. Essentially, these are insurances provided against a sovereign defaulting on its debt. And the insurance writer, you know, happens to be, let's say, in this case, a U.S. bank. And I think the estimates are about $400 billion of such insurance are being provided by U.S. banks to countries in the European periphery. And so if they were to default on their debt, then obviously the insurer has to pay. But that's not the only channel. You know, the Bank of International Settlements had an estimate out which said that U.S. banks have about $1.2 trillion of exposure to the German and French economies should the contagion spread to the larger countries in Europe. Currently, Germany and France are not yet affected as much as Italy and Spain are, but you can already see the strains on French bank fundings.
Talk host Don Wade in Roma with CNBC's Larry Kudlow about the Greek settlement and Mr. Greenspan's comments that the European Union is doomed.
So you must be happy about the Greek settlement.
Yeah, I think it's a great step. You know, I think they got out of the way this
Greek bond haircut, the sort of structured default. And the key to it, as this unfolded, something I've been talking about for weeks, the European authorities are going to guarantee bank liabilities. They're going to guarantee bank funding to make sure that when they eat this 50% loss on the Greek bonds, there won't be a run against the banks. There won't be a massive withdrawal of deposits against the banks. And I noticed earlier in the week, I think it was after the Sunday meeting, which was sort of poo-pooed or downplayed. They didn't get it done, but they talked about guaranteeing bank funding. And that opened my eyes because I said, if you do that, then you can get a big haircut on the Greek bonds, and that would be the centerpiece of the deal. Plus, they're going to leverage up the EFSF rescue fund, which is good. Plus, they're going to do some kind of bank recapitalization. It's not spelled out yet, but it's all in the right direction, and it's very strong breakthrough stuff.
Yeah.
Then why is it that Greenspan said the EU is doomed to fail because the North is so different from the South, and their ways of life are totally opposite from one another?
Yeah, well, that's, you know, he's pretty gloomy about that.
Well, he says that the South is, you know, what, a parasite.
Right, they don't want to work. They want that North will, I guess that. And France is someplace in between.
Yeah.
Student loans and the Super Committee, Libya and Iraq all on the way as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When the temperature starts to drop, putting off seasonal vehicle maintenance and needed repairs can leave you stranded. Be ready for the colder months ahead with the help of your local O'Reilly Auto Parts. Checking for cracked belts and hoses, inspecting your fluid levels, and replacing worn brake pads will keep you and your family safe this winter. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. In this half hour, we try to get through the rest of the items. We're at number four on the countdown. President Obama's economic policy and the super committee in Congress dealing with the financial problems we have. Here's host Jerry Jamieson with Congressman Heath Shuler of North Carolina about the status of the super committee.
We'd like to start talking this morning about the super committee as their deadline is nearing. I believe it's the 23rd of next month. And they are tasked with a pretty big chore, coming up with $1.3 trillion of spending cuts. And actually, many people are saying that the cuts should be even more. Are you in contact with the House representatives who are on the super committee?
Well, I have met with many of the members that are on the super committee. There is not a more important issue that we have in front of us or I have been involved in since I've been in Congress. This is the single most important issue that for our nation moving forward that we have to come to a resolution, a compromise, and we do. I mean, $1.2 trillion is not the answer. We have to be $4-plus trillion and truly getting our fiscal house in order. And as I have said many, many times, everything must be on the table. That includes discretionary and mandatory spending and revenues. All of those must be on the table. And the Gang of Six and the Bowles-Simpson report, those are two examples of how, in a bipartisan way, members of Congress have come together to identify the issues at hand and to have solutions, not only short-term solutions, but long-term answers for our fiscal problem that we have been in for quite some time. And if we can mirror or simply put the Bowles-Simpson report in front of the House, the Senate, and allow the President to sign it, that would be the best thing for our country. And I hope that is where, in my conversations with those individual members that are on the super committee, as I have told them, we must go big and everything must be on the table.
Number five on the countdown, the discussions going on around the country on radio and television about the student loan program and how it's being modified. From MSNBC, Savannah Guthrie talking to White House domestic policy advisor Melody Barnes about the new plan.
The president, not just with regard to student loans, but also with the mortgage crisis this week, has been rolling out a series of policy initiatives under the broad rubric of we can't wait. He's not going to wait for Congress to act. He's going to take actions that he can do unilaterally. And my question to you is simple. Why did the president wait until now to unveil these initiatives. It's the fall of 2011. If he could have taken these actions before, why did he wait so long?
Well, Savannah, he's been building on initiatives that we already started, things that we've been working on since day one. You take the announcement he made today with regard to student loan debt. This is something that we've been focused on, the high costs of college. In fact, if you look at information that's recently been put out by the College Board, it says that even as college tuition and college costs have been going up, because of the things that we've been doing, the American Opportunity Tax Credit, expanding Pell Grants, we've been able to try and keep that relatively flat for students and for families. But we still know that there's a big problem out there, and that's why the president is saying we can't wait for anyone else who won't take action when we know people are hurting. I'm going to do what I can based on my authority to make things better for students and their families.
Watching these Occupy Wall Street protests, you can't help but notice that a large number of the demonstrators are young people who can't find a job, who have tens of thousands of dollars in debt, in some cases from excellent institutions, and yet they're unemployed. Is this a direct response to that? Is the president trying to seize on some of the energy he sees among young people in hopes that those young voters might repay the favor at the ballot box next year?
Savannah, this is a response to the thousands, the millions of students that we've been hearing from since day one. We've been encouraging people to go to school because and to get a higher education, because we know that many of the jobs that are coming online over the next 5-10 years, or the next year or so, are jobs that require some kind of post-secondary credential. At the same time, people are afraid to do this because they know debt will be high, or they go to school and they have these heavy burdens and they aren't able to take jobs that may be lower paying. So we're responsive to that. You know, we've got this We the People website. Over 30,000 individuals sent a petition to us saying, we've got a crushing debt burden. Please help us. Please do something about it. So we've expanded an initiative that Congress passed about a year and a half ago. We've pulled the date forward so students will be able to benefit from it by the year 2012. And we're also encouraging people who don't know about it, millions of students who don't know about it, people who are working now, to take advantage of those better terms that we have put in place in March of 2010.
Libya, Iraq, and the latest on the Conrad Murray trial next on The Countdown.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my Graham to sponsor me in our walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with
taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Talk radio in review. Let's see, number six on the countdown, the aftermath of the death of Gaddafi. Here's host John Phillips with Dr. Mansour El Khalila, a Libyan who's living in the U.S. He thinks it's ironic Gaddafi referred to the Libyan people as rats, and he was found hiding in a sewer.
You have been studying Gaddafi. You are an expert on Libya. You saw the same tape I did, which is the rebels going in and pulling them out of that pipe. What was going through your mind as you saw that video?
I don't know, John. When I saw that video, I said, well, funny how things turn around. He was calling Libyans rats, and all of a sudden he's out of that sewer pipe, and so he was the rat, and that was what I was concentrating on more than anything else. I didn't really expect them to treat him in that fashion. I'd hoped that they actually would keep him alive because there's $200 billion which are missing, and we wanted to know where they were. But they were foolish enough, and they killed him.
Was there any way you think that they could avoid killing him with all of the anger, with all of the oppression that's been going on in Libya for years and years and years? And this wasn't the army that caught him. These were just people who were out there who found him in the pipe there. This is just the people, the blue-collar types. Was there any chance at all, do you think, that they wouldn't have killed him?
No, I don't think so. I think especially the people who caught him, actually from the city of Misrata. And the city of Misrata experienced horrendous bombardment, and Gaddafi's troops not only sodomized and raped men and women, but they killed a lot of people over there. And so there was this anger and fury at Gaddafi. And you're right, I don't think they would have let him go. They had to kill him. And he was shot by a 17-year-old kid.
Yeah, in fact, we have some of the sound of the individual who shot him. Here is that individual explaining how he shot him.
I saw him falling in front of me.
We grabbed him. I hit him in the face. Some fighters wanted to take him away, and that's when I shot him twice, in the head and in the chest.
Talk host Jim Scott with military analyst Colonel Dean Smittle about the president's announcement that our troops will be out of Iraq by Christmas.
Talk to me about the decision by the president to pull all the troops, the remaining 40,000 U.S. troops, out of Iraq. They'll be home for the holidays.
Well, if he could sing, he ought to be Bing Crosby's old song, I'll Be Home for the Holidays, because the Yankees go home with what the Iraqis are saying. And, of course, there's a reality, Jim, of the treasury depleted over there, and the Americans are becoming kind of disenchanted by this war, many wars. The Afghan war is the next one he's going to focus on, I'm sure.
Well, a lot of people think that they shouldn't pull everybody out. There's a bit of a controversy over this. I think the generals wanted 15, 20, 30,000 to stay?
That's right, and they'd be trainers, of course, but the Iraqis say that we act as kind of a lightning rod over there for those militias in the area, and they want us to go. And that's after 4,500 of our troops killed in action, and, of course, on $1 trillion or more rising costs of the war. And we have a lot of uh, wounded, tens of thousands of injured, including amputees and those suffering from combat stress. After all that time, the Iraqis say, go home, yank.
Okay, now, is that because of some pressure being put on them from Iran?
That's true, and you have the Iranian influence there. Of course, the Iraqi government is mainly Shiite, and the Shiite have ties with the Iranians, and we feel, some people feel, that there should be a small American footprint there to act as deterrent against Iranian influence.
I don't think the argument that we still have people in Germany and Japan or whatever like that, in fact, I would wonder why we do, but there really are strong arguments to keep people there. On the other hand, I think the American public, if you had a poll today, they'd say, come home, wouldn't they?
That's right, they would, and I would say the same thing. However, the Iraqis wouldn't let us have a immunity from prosecution under their law.
Some people say we didn't negotiate hard enough for that, though, that we could have got it. So
I would have to side with you on that one. However, a lot of truce going to be home from Christmas, a lot of happy families, and that's good for our
that
side.
That is good news, because there's another war going on with Afghanistan, and those troops will not be home for this Christmas. Maybe the next Christmas.
The trial of Michael Jackson's doctor, Mr. Conrad, or I guess Dr. Conrad, he still is number 8 on the countdown. Here host Peter Tilden speaks to legal analyst Royal Oaks about the defense taking center stage this week.
Royal, good morning.
Good morning, Peter. How are you?
I'm better than defense, I think, right?
You know, it's been a rough couple of days. We've been saying that for a long time. I think you're saying I told you so. I'm just picking that up between
the lines. Didn't want to say it, but I'll say it now. Told you so.
Yeah, well, you know, what's happened this last day was really fascinating. The defense strategy was, okay, we're going to put on a nurse, and we're going to put on Randy Phillips, the ex-boss of AEG Live, the concert promoters, and these folks are going to establish two big chunks of our case. Number one, Michael had big-time insomnia, and Michael thought only propofol could put him to sleep. And number two, the concert tour made him so desperate to get to sleep, because he could lose $40 million if the whole thing turkeys, that he was the kind of guy who would risk his own life to get some sleep. So that's sort of the structure of the case. The problem is, whereas the two witnesses helped him a little bit, they really helped the prosecution a lot, as you mentioned. The nurse, Sherilyn Lee, she says, yeah, Michael said propofol is the only thing that'll do it for me. And she says to him, but, you know, I've researched it. It could kill you. And she says, what if you don't wake up, Michael? And Michael says, oh, don't worry. The doctor can monitor me constantly. This is the defense case.
Yeah, wouldn't that be a prosecution case?
That's the whole point.
Thank you.
I mean, that's what the prosecution's been hammering away at Murray. They're saying, you know, you never should use propofol, but if you do, you got to be there every second. We know you were yakking on the cell phone with your girlfriends before you augmented.
The other thing, Royal, too, is so you got this nurse. Let me play this clip. Here's a clip from the nurse.
You were not willing to give Michael Jackson the propofol or Diprovan or IV drip, correct?
Absolutely not.
Because what you had learned is that it could kill him potentially.
Yes, it wasn't used for home setting, and it wasn't a sleep aid.
And after this meeting and your observations and the conversations you relayed on April 19th, you never saw Mr. Jackson again, did you?
No.
Because she wouldn't give him the stuff. So a couple things happen here. You got a holistic nurse. This isn't a doctor. This isn't a cardiosurgeon.
Right.
This is a basic holistic nurse who's rubbing like wheatgrass on his head, saying, I wouldn't even give it to him.
Not the part that was burned, though.
And the other thing is, Dr. Murray's $150,000 a month doctor who didn't keep notes. The holistic, I'll give you a chocolate milk enema nurse, kept notes. Because she kept really meticulous notes, but the surgeon slash cardiologist slash $150,000 a month guy, no notes.
That's one of the problems that Murray is responsible for. That is kind of, he hasn't gotten as much publicity as all the other things, the other allegations against him. But yeah, I mean, the fact that he would treat Michael Jackson for months and not have any notes at all, it's really remarkable. And of course, looking back, we know that instead of calling 911, he was trying to hide the propofol bottle, so why would he take notes?
That leaves us with numbers 9 and 10, the Jobs Bill and the World Series. In fact, Sports Talk Radio is up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
V. This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, number nine, the President's Jobs Bill. Host Rick Daniels and Jane Foy with CBS's Sarah Dutton about the new jobless poll, which has pretty bad news for the president.
Unemployment. All we hear now is jobs, 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 jobs. Who would know, though, about the need for jobs and the situation better than those that are unfortunately looking for jobs, whether it's the newly unemployed or those that have been unemployed for several years now?
Absolutely. Sarah Dutton is on the line with us, the pollster for CBS. You didn't get a great optimistic feeling from those that are currently unemployed in this latest poll, did you?
No, unfortunately, we did not. We talked to about 450 Americans who are out of work and looking for a job, and one of the things we wanted to know is how confident they are that they're going to be able to find a new job in the next year. 54% are at least somewhat confident that they'll be able to do so, but 41%, that's 4 out of 10 of the unemployed, are not confident they're going to find a new job in the next year. And as you might expect, the longer you're unemployed, the less confident you are. For those who've been out of work for 2 years or more, the percentage that's not confident they're going to find another job rises to a majority of 54%. So it does seem as though a big chunk of the unemployed are getting pretty discouraged about their prospects for finding work.
Well, not only that, but they're discouraged that they're not going to find a job with as many benefits, et cetera, or an equal salary. Is that right, that they're going to
That is right. I mean, you know, a majority think they're going to be able to make the same or more in their next job, but 30% expect they're going to make less money or have worse benefits if they did in their last job. So that's 3 out of 10 who are really downsizing their expectations here for their income. You know, we like to think of this country as having potential for upward mobility. Well, in this case, what we're seeing is about a third of the unemployed having downward mobility, and that's not good either.
But realistically, I mean, when all the jobs were cut a few years ago, it was a lot of, like, middle management kind of jobs and some kind of upper-end pay scale jobs. But 62% think these kinds of jobs with those kinds of salaries and benefits are going to come back.
Well, you know, we asked whether the jobs that are that were lost in their community are going to come back or whether they're just gone for good. And, in fact, among the unemployed, we found views were kind of split on that. 41% expect the jobs that have been lost in their community will come back, but more, 46% think those jobs are gone for good. So, you know, a number of the unemployed, just over a third, have gone for job retraining, but I think that's part of this feeling, like this has been a real sea change in terms of the labor force in this country. You know, America, unemployed Americans don't think the jobs are coming back, and they don't expect to make what they made. Those aren't good signs. I mean, there's really a sense of discouragement underlying a lot of these numbers.
Sports Talk Radio in the World Series, number 10 on the countdown. Host Tom Mayen. Here, focused on the rating struggle that the World Series is having this year.
Growing up in Montreal in the 60s and 70s, the Expos in baseball were a big deal. It's hard to believe it was 30 years ago this week that Rick Monday and the Los Angeles Dodgers stunned Steve Rogers and the Expos in the deciding game of the 1981 National League Championship Series. It's also hard to believe how times have changed since those 80s and 90s for Major League Baseball in terms of its place in the North American sports landscape. In Canada, of course, things are different because we're down to one American League team that is the only MLB franchise outside of the United States. The glory years of back-to-back World Series championships for the Toronto Blue Jays in 1992 and 1993 and that Montreal Expos contender of 1994 seem as faded as our memories of the player strike that killed the season and the World Series that year. Things are even more different south of the border, where baseball, once known as the American pastime, has watched as football has taken over as the king of U.S. sport and sport culture. It's a story a decade or so in the making, but it's one that's being reinforced again this week with storylines around the U.S. television ratings for the World Series between the Texas Rangers and the St. Louis Cardinals. This year's Fall Classic, baseball's biggest showcase, is on its way to record low territory unless it can find its way to a sixth or seventh game. It got off to a slow start TV-wise in the U.S. with about 14 million viewers tuning in for Game 1. That's the lowest Game 1 since 2006, and it makes the series en route to matching or falling short of the previous record lows. The real key will be how Games 4 and 5 on Fox do on Sunday and Monday against primetime NFL television on NBC and ESPN, respectively. Never has it been more important for baseball to go long into a series as it does in this year's World Series. Baseball audiences for the World Series are about half of what they used to be in the 80s and about half of what the NFL polls regularly for its regular season broadcast every Sunday, about one-third of what it does for the football playoffs, a quarter of the conference championships, and it's about one-ninth of what the biggest North American sports TV juggernaut of them all does, the Super Bowl. It's also well short of how the now locked out NBA did in its 2011 finals between Dallas and Miami. With one-third of this year's World Series audience aged 50 or more, baseball indeed has some work to do to protect its place in the top three TV team sports in the U.S.
Recapping, Sports Talk Radio number 10, President's Jobs Bill number 9, Trial of Michael Jackson's Doctor 8, The Exit Plan from Iraq number 7, Libya after Gaddafi 6, Student Loan Program 5, Obama's Economic Policy number 4, Eurozone Money Problems number 3, the presidential race on the Republican side, number 2, and the Occupy Wall Street protestors and all the protests going on. That's number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Check out the Talk Radio Countdown Show section for lots of information on the hot hits of talk radio at DougStephan.com.